Today we're going to be learning about two kings, father and son, Yoisam and Ochoz. While they are father and son, they really couldn't be more different one from the other. In the history books, you find very little about the father, Yoisam. Not just in the history books, we start from Torah. In the whole Divrei Hayomim, there are 9 psukim associated with Yoisam. Well, that is no good news, is good news sometimes. He was Pashut, a very good king. He followed in the ways of the Eibishter. The Eibishter gave him a lot of money. The Eibishter put a lot of peace for Klal Yisrael in his days. He was able to fortify Yerushalayim, conquer other nations. They were paying him tribute. And he was very, very respectful. We spoke yesterday, in the previous year, that his father, Uzziah, had tzaras, the end of his life, and he basically was kicked out of Yerushalayim, and his son was basically the king in his place, but he refused to be called king out of respect for his father, the Gemara tells us. In other words, he was a very good person, a very chosh of a person, and therefore, in his lifetime, things were very peaceful in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the Torah tells us that he was Vayishkov Yoisam Imavoisam Yikbru Oisei Beir David. He Pashit was like David HaMelech. Everything was good, everything was proper. You can say that in his 16 years that he was the Melech, things were very, very Gishmak. Now, chaos is about to come to Klal Yisrael with the ascent to the throne of his son, Ochoz. To understand fully the story, it's just a crazy story, you really need to learn the Divrei Hayomim, Beis, Perek Chavches, Melochim Beis, and also the Novi Yeshaya, Perek Zayin. There's a lot going on in Klal Yisrael during the Melucha of Ochoz, really a big Rasha. Just to give you a perspective, it's around this era during Bayis Rishoin, and we'll soon see how and why, that the Aseres HaShvatim start being shipped out of Eretz Yisrael. We said we lost the Shvatim, right? Most people think that that's at the end of Bayis Sheni. This is during Bayis Rishoin. While, and therefore, there are many more Malchai Yisrael, but Malchai Space David, but Malchus Yisrael is pretty much going to stop around this Tkufa, as we're soon going to explain what happens. Ochoz becomes king, and he's not just a bad king. He's not just someone that serves Avodah Zarah. He's aggressively serving Avodah Zarah. And there are 2 big things he does right away. He destroys all the Chadorim, all the Chinuch system, because he knew that if the kids have good chinuch, that's going to create maminim b'nei maminim. So he totally destroys the chinuch system. And he does something that even his zaydes, who did serve Avodah Zarah, never did. And that was the Avodah Zarah of Moilech, which is taking your son and basically walking him through fire, between fire. His son is fascinating, is the big tzaddik, Chizkiyah, who could have been Moshiach, like we'll have a whole shir on Chizkiyah. And he literally could have been burned. But his mother, the Gemara tells us, put blood of a salamander that basically prevents the burning from fire and saved this little boy's life. But this is how aggressive Ochoz is into Avodah Zarah. Because he's serving Avodah Zarah, so the Eibishter removes the protection. And right away, there are 2 big wars that happen. And that is, first of all, Pekach, who was the king in Yehuda at the time, of Yisrael at the time, he comes in and aggressively fights with Malchus Beis David, and they push it, kill in one day, the Navi tells us, 120,000 Yidden were killed in one day, and they take thousands and thousands, 200,000 women and children as captives to basically Shomron, Ephraim, where the Malchus Yisrael was. And now you have all these captives. Now the general rule was when you had these captives, they weren't treated very nicely. But there was a Navi there and his name was Oded. And Oded said, came to the Malchus Yisrael and said, listen, it's not a regular war. These are Yidden, and you have to treat them with respect. And the Navi tells us that Baruch Hashem, they actually treated them with respect, and they didn't abuse them, and you know they were treated okay. So they were captives, but they weren't abused captives. Then came the Adoimim. The Adoimim came, and they also captured a lot of Yidden. And they vayaku biyehuda vayishbu shevi. Again, big problems. And then the plishtim came, and they came a lot of problems. Now you would think somebody who sees his whole malucha disappear, his father had this huge malucha, his zayda had this big malucha, and he's getting whacked every day from a different place, you would think he would get the message. Achaz was a zoifagrept. He poshut didn't get the message. And then what happened was, that there was a king, there was a war that was brewing, and he was very, very afraid. So the Eibishter sends the Novi Yeshaya to him, to Achaz, and he tells him, you have nothing to worry about, because you don't have to worry about Ritzin and Aram, who was the king, and Ben-Rim al-Yohu. Why? Because they're trying to attack Yehuda, but it's not going to happen. You don't have to worry. Now, he really didn't want to give any credit to the Eibishter at all. And Ad Kedei Kach, that the Navi says, the Eibishter is going to promise you a sign to show that you could listen to him. He says, I don't want to hear the sign. Officially, he said it. I'm such a big maimon, I don't need a sign to prove it. Another way, he was basically saying, I don't want any emunah bechlau. But the Navi says, I know you don't care, but I'm going to give you the sign anyways. There was a certain young girl who couldn't have children. And he said, you're going to see in 1 year, she's going to have a child, and she's going to name the child Emmanuel. And that will be your sign from the Eibishter. But this person, he does not listen. He doesn't want anything. So instead of staying home and getting promise from the Eibishter that things are going to be okay, he pashit does something which he sends all his money and he goes begging by this king. This king's name was Tiglath-Pileser. And he basically says, will you help me? Will you support me? Will you stop all these attacks on me? And he gave them a lot of money. Basically, he was now penniless. He was now laughed at. And the guy says, yeah. Meanwhile, he could have been protected anyways because the Eibishter promised that from now on he's going to be protected. And sure enough, this king takes all his money and he destroys this other king that we mentioned, Ritzin, that came to attack him. Now he destroys him, so Achaz wants to say thank you. So Achaz goes to visit him and he notices in the place where he captured that they have this fancy mizbeach for Avodah Zorah. Instead of saying, wait a minute, didn't obviously help these people because they got captured, they got destroyed. He takes measurements of this Avodah Zorah Mizbeach. He sends it to the Kohen Gadol, who also became corrupt, and said, I want you to build such a Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. So now he builds a Mizbeach, Avodah Zorah Mizbeach, basically, in the Beis HaMikdash. He himself comes to be makter on it. He thinks he's the Kohen Gadol. I mean, this person is Pashit, really, really bad. Not only that, he destroys a lot of the makeup, the Kli HaMikdash and the Kiya, all these different inyanim of the Beis HaMikdash, he desecrates. And he also, the Kehanim, had a place where they would the shifts would switch on Shabbos, that they would stay, that they shouldn't get hot. They would have like a place, they would, the old Kohanim, they would stay in the shade. He broke down that shade so that the Kohanim that were keeping Shabbos, they would suffer. And not only that, he was so petrified that his position was weak that he created a shortcut through the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, we know you're not supposed to make a shortcut through the shul. But he Pashit did that too. He Pashit anything of Kedusha, he set up Avodah Zarah everywhere. Anything that was Kedusha, he did. He was against. And when he passed away, it was so bad that they didn't even bury him in Kivrei Malchei Yisrael. In other words, other kings, as we saw, they did things, even Avodah Zarah. At the end of the day, when they died, they were Zoycha Tekura in the place where the Malachim got buried. Even the one with Tzaras, around there. Achaz, there was zero respect. Nobody liked him, not the Yidden. Nobody liked him. He was so bad and so grub that he was buried in Yerushalayim, but not the Kivrei Malchei Yisrael. I guess the only redeeming quality that we can properly give to Achaz is that he had a tzaddik, a son, a very, very righteous son. The son, what they call Yechizkiyahu, what we call Yechizkiyahu, depends how you're going to call him. And this brought a shining new light and era to Klal Yisrael.